This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Thank God for Chevrolet, Harley-Davidson, and RCA. They ain't perfect, but they still say, made in the USA.
Made in the USA. They probably make better song lyrics than they do policy. In Minnesota, a new state law prohibits cities, counties, and the state from buying uniforms and safety equipment from outside the country. But state employees are finding it a lot harder to put that into practice than it was originally thought. Joining me now is Gary Carlson. He's the Director of Intergovernmental Relations with the League of Minnesota Cities. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Celeste.
This was the brainchild of a local representative there, and I understand that he was trying to send a message about protecting American jobs. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a person that really practices what he preaches, and he proudly displays the fact that he wears Made in America clothing all the time, including all of his suits. And he just wanted our public safety officers to comply with his same lifestyle.
Okay, so it's been less than a month since this year took effect, and people are beginning to complain about it. What is the complaint?
Well, I think the major problems are that it's not always easy to find all of the products required to be manufactured in the United States and find that they are labeled appropriately. I think some of the clothing does, in fact, have the appropriate labeling, but this law also applies to safety equipment and protective accessories, and many of our cities are finding that they cannot find products that qualify under the requirements of the state law.
You know, the other problem that I understand is coming up is cost. For example, Dickies work pants are not made in the U.S. They sell for $22. Pants made entirely in Tennessee by the Southeastern Shirt Company cost $45, and that's kind of true down the line.
Yeah, that is another problem, is that even if we do find the product manufactured in the United States, that the prices can be substantially higher in some cases. And, you know, given the tough budget times that all government levels are facing right now, we're trying to pinch pennies and find the cheapest way to outfit our officers.
Now, it does have an out, this new law. It says if similar items are not available for purchase in the United States, you can buy an imported product. Is that not enough
of a... correct, and that is the one loophole in the law, I guess. You know, most of our cities are really trying to comply with the law, and they're trying to do their best to make sure that the products are manufactured in the U.S., but unfortunately, they're not always available or they're not always cost-effective.
Is this kind of the case of something sounding really good when it's rhetoric and not so good when it hits the paper?
Well, we did oppose this legislation last year when it was offered as an amendment to a much larger bill, and we tried to explain that many of our cities already try to shop locally or shop for products made in the U.S., but when you mandate or require that it be purchased, it does create wrinkles in procurement, and it makes it more difficult to find those products.
But this isn't a comment on the fact that so many things are made outside the USA, Gary Carlson?
That's exactly what Representative Rukavina, the author of the amendment, was trying to point out, is that we can't find many of these products made in the U.S. anymore.
Okay. Gary Carlson is the Director of Intergovernmental Relations with the League of Minnesota Cities, talking about a problematic law in Minnesota that now prohibits cities, counties, and even the state from buying uniforms that are made outside the country.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.